Welcoming two of our youngest guests to the show right now. One of the big features of day three of Comic-Con Cape Town is the esports competition, which has been playing out in the Telkom Gaming Zone. Some of our top high school esports teams have been in action in the school's Elimination Cup, and they have put down their books for the day to come and pick up the remote control instead, I think with their school's blessing. The tournament is basically pitting against one another high school players who are here to showcase their skills and compete against their peers. And I've got two of them with me today, Jared Feltzman of Protea Heights Academy and Francois Destreux of Paul Roos. Great to have you guys with us. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Jared, let me start with you. When did you first get involved in gaming and where did it all start for you?
It started in primary school, and then I evolved from there, and then I started having a love for FIFA. And so as I would progress in FIFA, I would enjoy it, and then yeah.
Okay, so it's always been FIFA from day one, and is that what you've been playing here today?
I've been playing FIFA, yeah.
Okay, and how about you, Francois? Where did the story begin for you?
The story also started for me in primary school. When I played Minecraft, I got Minecraft on my phone.
Okay.
That's where my love for gaming first started and like creating things. That led into a love for technology in general for me, but also like I still compete. Like yesterday, we had a team that I've been coaching the entire last term, our juniors, played for the RGB Gaming yesterday.
Yep.
We placed fourth.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because that was an open tournament. That wasn't just schools, was it?
It was school. We entered several primary schools,
okay,
but we also had our own team that we selected, hand selected from different primary schools.
Okay. I mean, this is big, big business. If you look at the world of gaming internationally and esports internationally, Jared, are there any big players that you sort of look up to as heroes or look at and think, one day I want to be doing what they're doing?
Okay, internationally, I don't even know him. DH Tix, he's one big baller, and Tom Lees. Those are my favorite YouTubers.
Okay, so that's on YouTube, you're following them. Francois, what about you? Do you follow the gaming circuit internationally as well?
I follow a lot of League of Legends esports. My favorite player is Faker. He's one of the highest acclaimed League of Legends players in the world. He's currently considered probably one of the best, if not the best. And if I go into esports, I really hope to be like him one day.
Okay, now when you said if you go into esports, I saw Jared smile as well. I mean, this is now, it's gone beyond being a hobby. It has become a profession for some people. You've both just referenced the players you've watched. What we haven't maybe spoken about is just how much is at stake. The big tournaments, we're talking millions of dollars in prize money. We're talking millions of people tuning in to watch, aren't we, Jared?
Yes, we are. And I was really looking forward to win, but unfortunately I took a loss.
Oh, sorry. Okay, but I hope that won't put you off. I mean, how do you recover from a loss like that? And
my heart is still beating, and I don't know how to feel right now. My mind is...
Oh, sorry, but thanks for coming to chat to us despite that. Is this something your school encourages? I mean, you're here in school uniform. You've, I hope, got permission to be here today. Otherwise, I've just landed you in all kinds of trouble.
Permission. Our school actually promotes more than just FIFA. We promote FIFA, Fortnite, Valorant, and more. Yeah.
Okay, and what about Paul Roos? Tell us more, Francois.
Paul Roos also has a pretty wide variety. We have Rocket League, League of Legends, Valorant, Fortnite, Minecraft. We also recently started with Brawlhalla, which is a fighting game.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think it might surprise people to think when they think of Paul Roos, they think rugby players and it's a big sporting school. You wouldn't imagine that a place like that would create space for players in a virtual sporting realm. But has your school been supportive?
Our school has been very supportive of our esports endeavors. We recently had a very large renovation of our computer lab sponsored by PC Builder. That really helped us a lot to take off in our coaching of junior teams and just our normal teams as well, especially Fortnite, which we're doing really well in this year with all of our grade eights. They're very interested in Fortnite.
So a lot of parents and teachers, I would imagine, are critical of how much time youngsters spend online and are cautioning parents that they need to manage the screen time and that it takes you away from doing important things in the real world. Jared, what would you say to them if they look at your hobby or your passion and say, well, it's not good for you? What would you say to them?
I would say be determined, push on, and no one can stop you to always focus on your dreams.
Francois, what do you think are the benefits of taking part in esports as opposed to more traditional sports?
I think esports in general places a great focus on team building and communication, because here it's really, it's impossible to win anything on your own. If you're playing a team sport, it your communication skills, it matters a lot. Some people feel, I think there's a stereotype around gamers being antisocial, you know, shut-ins, but esports is a really, really social thing, and you get to meet a lot of people, even online, from different countries, which really broadens your horizons into being able to see things through other people's eyes.
That's interesting. Well, I'll say this. Anybody who thinks that this kind of activity is antisocial, hasn't been here seeing what we've seen today at Comic-Con, there is definitely a sense of community and of people finding their tribe within the space. Jared, have you felt that way? What's it been like for you, besides the disappointment of losing your game? What's the experience of Comic-Con been like for you?
Comic-Con experience has been wonderful. I've seen so many, as we speak right now, even so many cosplayers. I would so like to take much pictures with them. And I'm just really liking the vibe. I understand it's a Monday morning, a Monday afternoon. It won't be as lovely as yesterday, but I would so enjoy the day.
So which cosplayers stood out the most for you?
The Katsuki and I don't even see him, the Black Clover.
Okay. And Francois, what about you? The experience of Comic-Con generally, outside of the esports activity, which you've obviously been enjoying, what have you seen? What surprised you? What have you most enjoyed here?
What I've most enjoyed is probably the cosplayers. I haven't really gone to watch many of the shows. I watched one interview yesterday, but the cosplayers are definitely my favorite part. I've taken a lot of pictures with a lot of the cosplayers, and I've also bought some memorabilia here.
Cool. Okay, I mean, there is a lot of stuff on sale here. I don't think we've mentioned that. If you want to come and add to your collection, from figurines and, what are they called? The bobbleheads, Funkos, I think?
Yeah.
To statues that are going for like 60,000 Rand upwards. The level of detail and artistry in some of that stuff is unbelievable. So it's clearly a big, big business. My final question to the two of you is whether it's a business you aim to pursue. Jared, is this something you do for fun that is your extramural and that's where it stops? Or do you think perhaps this is something you'll take further?
For now, it's for fun, but I'm definitely looking forward to progressing this, maybe potentially a career. And I'm just, if that's possible, I'm looking for a sponsor.
You heard it. Jared Feltzman of the Protea Heights Academy. What about you, Francois?
Maybe not as a career, but it definitely helped me. It definitely helped me cultivate a love for technology and other things in me that I probably wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
Yeah.
Gaming has been a real gateway into making a lot of new friends for me in South Africa and internationally. And also cultivate my love for programming and creating things.
Okay. Well, best of luck to both of you. And thank you so much for popping by the studio this afternoon. I hope you have fun at the rest of Comic-Con. You've been listening to Jared Feltzman of Protea Heights Academy and Francois Destro from Paul Roos, both taking part in the esports section of Comic-Con this year. Come and check it out. Learn more about the games they're playing. Learn more about the equipment that's available to play on if you pop into Comic-Con Cape Town.